Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. Hey, it's Megan Jean here. Today's episode, we're going to be covering all there is to cover about energetic plugins. Now, is this a concept that you've heard of before? Do you understand what I mean when I say energetic plug-in? As an empath, you might already be familiar with this type of concept, which we're about to delve into. But I want to highlight just how much this affects our lives, empathic or not. Hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll understand why some people are just so much more affected by certain things or situations as opposed to others. And I'll share with you some of the techniques which help you to energetically unplug from situations, places, people, and how to protect yourself. So here we go. Cool. So I'm just going to delve straight into this. What is an energetic plug-in? Think of it like an invisible cord that comes out of you, and no matter where you go, who you meet, whatever situation that you come up against, this cord plugs in just like an electricity plug into an electricity socket, into all of these situations that you find yourself in. When I say that, I'm talking about physical places, like your home. You're clearly energetically plugged into your home. There's no doubt about that. You energetically plug into your car. You energetically plug into the traffic that you have to deal with on your way to work. You are definitely energetically plugged into your office space or work environment. You're plugged into the people that you see every day. And on minor scales, you do periodically plug into people that you just meet, just briefly. That plug-in won't last very long. We plug this cord into experiences. We plug this cord into memories. And also, as an empath, you may feel like this plug extends even deeper into emotions, your emotions, other people's emotions, the emotions held within a space or a place, the energy, obviously, and the feelings. As an empath, I almost envision it in my mind, like our cord is so much shorter than that of those that are just not so affected by the energy of all of these things. So while I've had a knowingness for this for quite a few years now, just recently it became clear to me that you can't actually choose exactly where your energy gets plugged into or not. In that, I always thought, oh yeah, you know, I'm obviously energetically plugged into my family, or I'm, you know, energetically plugged into that annoying situation, or, you know, definitely in this current period of the pandemic, that's where we're at right now at the time of this recording. In Australia, where I am, you know, we have relaxed restrictions, which is beautiful. And I realized that I was feeling so overwhelmed from going to public places, catching up with people again, you know, being at the shops, for example. And at the time I thought, oh, geez, you know, that's just something like for today. That's just something right now. But what I've recently realized is that you are always going to be energetically plugging in to everywhere, everything, every person, every time. We don't necessarily have a choice as to who we choose to plug into or not. The plug goes in, but it's the protection, the self-awareness, and what we do with that plug in after the fact, or even, hey, before the fact, knowing that you're going to go into something a little bit tricky for yourself, that is what makes the difference. Now, as a race of beings, we have to honor the fact that not everyone is going to energetically plug in to all the things that we do. This is where our personalities come into play. Our mindset, our superpowers, our gifts. What can really trip up one person or get them frustrated or angry or feeling insecure or guilty might not necessarily have any effect on the next person because, quite simply, they're just not energetically plugged into that type of thinking. I think that's worth honoring. For our own sanity. I mean, I look at someone like my husband who definitely, he is super supportive of me. I know he adores me, but some of the things that I get very worked up about or just worried about, he just doesn't. He doesn't even know where I'm coming from. If I told him I was overwhelmed in a crowd or a shopping center, he honors that in me, but he just does. Not get it because he doesn't experience life like I do. I find it fascinating looking at someone like my son. He's only young, but he actually was diagnosed as very sensitive when he was young, diagnosed as autistic before he even turned 3. And I look at him and I learn so much from him because things like other people's emotions, he just doesn't get it. So I feel for him if he doesn't learn that type of awareness in times to come. He too may be looking at a potential partner in the future thinking, what is your problem? When they're getting all emotional or upset or angry about something. It's quite fascinating. But he is not energetically plugged into a lot of things. And I just find his mind so fascinating. And then I kind of experienced a moment like this in the past. At the time, I'd gotten myself a job at a contact center, and I'd never worked that kind of work before. I've been a beauty therapist my whole life, but this was just after my children were born and I needed a job just to go to, come home from. It was really fabulous. It was a great environment, great group of people. My sister worked there and it was so funny because eventually when I was going through my training and taking calls, she was actually mentoring me. You know, when they say that this call is recorded for training purposes, I learned in those moments that, yeah, you don't know who is actually else, you know, listening on the line with the person that you're speaking to. So I'll never forget this. I took a call and this customer, he was fine. I really didn't have any trouble. I worked through his problem. We got him off the line. And afterwards, my sister was like, oh my gosh, what an a-hole. And she seemed really riled up by the conversation that had just taken place. I'd handled the whole conversation. She was just listening. But I was really taken aback, thinking, what's your problem? I didn't think that person was bad or rude or anything, whereas she did. And it just made me realize that she was plugged into something that obviously I wasn't. And she tends to be a little bit like that, bless her. But some of the things that can really upset me are things that others wouldn't find upsetting, and vice versa. And that just goes to show that what we plug into is very individual, but definitely something that we can't escape. Now, empathically, we become a lot more in tune with what we plug into that makes us feel bad. I'm sure right now, if I asked you, who are the people in your life that absolutely drain you? You could say that without a blink of an eye. Is that the way you say it? I always muddle up my analogies. But how's about those people that actually light you up? On a list, could you tell me off the top of your head, in the blink of an eye, how many people in your life actually make you feel beautiful, make you feel shiny, make you feel great? What about those places that you go that feel fantastic, that you know you draw that energy from, that if you could put that plug into that place every single day, you would? The good stuff might not be that hard to list, but I think we become a lot more wary of what's going on within our bodies when things don't feel good. Perhaps what I'm getting at here is that if we are going to go into those situations, places, hang out with people that do feel super high vibe, that's where us as empaths may let our guard down. I just never considered that everywhere I go is an opportunity for energy to enter my body, for me to feel things. So, when you talk about things like energetic protection or having self-care practices, and I use self-care loosely because sometimes people are like, I don't have time for self-care, but honestly, there are certain practices that help us to manage our energy on a daily basis that are hugely beneficial if we do them. And you mainly probably, you know, do the things when you really feel low. It's like I only take the medication when I'm sick, right? I only take the you know, cold and flu supplements when I have a cold or a flu, even though they tell me that I can take them for prevention any other time. Energetic protection and certain practices done on a daily basis is so vital, because even if you're in that high vibe state, even if life is good and everyone around you is fabulous and you feel good about it, you still want to be prepared. You don't want to drop that feeling of amazingness just because you let your guard down. And this isn't a scary thing. It's just vital. It's just like eating food and drinking water and getting enough sleep. Adopting practices to start every day, to end your day, and before you leave the house can really help to keep your energy nice and stable. And it can ensure that that cord doesn't go astray and plug into things that you don't want it to plug into and end up causing you a lot of frazzlement and burnout. Is that even a word, frazzlement? It is now. So, one of the things that really, really helps throughout any day, at some period, is meditation. Now, it's a practice that I'm starting to do a little bit more. I realized Like, this is full disclosure that, you know, meditation, I was like, I don't have time. But literally, you can download apps on your phone and you can select 3, 4, 5 minute meditations that can be done anywhere. And even just that one small moment in your day can be a beautiful energetic reset, energetic cleanse, and also can be used for energetic protection if that's what you want to meditate on as well. When you are leaving the house, or even when you're waking up in the morning, imagining that you have got angelic support all day, you've got protection around you. And it's not just about imagining, it's just calling it in. Thank you, angels, for being with me today, helping me in every instance, protecting me in any capacity that is for my highest good. I mean, I literally just riffed that off the top of my head. You can add in any words that make you feel good, protected, but they'll do it. Archangel Michael, I've spoken about him in previous podcasts, but I find that because he is the Archangel of Protection, and I love that he's got this big blue sword of light that can cut through any energetic cords. So I guess that's why that cord analogy is an actual thing. You know, you can have Archangel Michael with you. He can be standing beside you at any moment. There's no time or space or anything like that when it comes to higher beings and guardians and angels and archangels and spirits. So they have the ability to be with you and everywhere at any one time. So please don't feel like you're taking away when you call in someone like Archangel Michael, who is super fabulous. I actually ask Archangel Michael to help me, not only to shield me, not only to help to create like shields around me, or use his sword to cut energy or cords of places or people or situations, but I also ask him to go ahead before me to the spaces that I'm traveling to and make sure that he does a bit of a clean out. I almost imagine he's got like this vacuum and he's getting rid of all of the negative energy or stale energy that's just not going to serve me, and standing guard at the door. I do that a lot for my business when I'm on my way to work in the morning, just so I know that everything is going to be peaceful and nice and protected. Using crystals is really great. So crystals of protection is great. Even just, I mean, such a common crystal is some amethyst is beautiful, or any of the black ones, fabulous. There are other ones. Look them up. but also, if it's not so much angels that you are thinking of, it could just literally be that spiritual white light that you allow to come down from the universe into your crown chakra and just radiate to create a bubble. I find it good to even just imagine it. You don't have to be meditating, but just to imagine a bubble, large, small, round, oval, whatever. And I reckon that that helps you to not get the energetic nicks throughout the day. I laugh because sometimes I like to wear headphones when I'm listening to things. And if I've got the headphones sort of dangling by my side, you probably relate to this, like the headphones nick on everything and they keep either flying out of the phone or device or they fly out of my ears. And I find that so interesting because I think, gosh, that is what can happen. That is what energetic plug-in, per se, can almost feel like, where you're kind of walking along and suddenly, nick, and your energy is all rattled, right? So that's a really good visualization of what can happen. But with a bubble or a shield around you, or that white light, it sort of means that everything that's inside of you gets to stay intact, and any other little nicks that you walk past are not going to have such a huge effect. So protect yourself before you go anywhere. You don't have to be thinking about it 24/7. And also, don't think about protection is a means to then block love or block abundance or block good things. It's not. It's absolutely not. But it's like a filter to let the good in and make sure that things that are just not going to feel good for you, you know, they don't affect you. And that's important. You are worthy of that. You are worthy of that form of self-care. I find that journaling out things is really helpful too, in that whether it's an experience or it's a person or something that you just want to sort of get it all out on a page and then let it go and cut it, that can be really helpful. Or even just to explore the energetic cords that you have plugged into words. There is nothing that we don't plug into. Certain words that might have meaning to me may not have meaning to the next person, and vice versa. I found it really interesting when I was listening to, now I don't know which one it was, I listened to the both of these books together, I know I've referenced them before, but Carolyn Mace's Energy Anatomy and Advanced Energy Anatomy, it's kind of like those books just roll into one, they're fascinating. In that, in one of them, sorry, I can't tell you which one, Carolyn was talking about this situation which happened years ago, and she was traveling, and I could be wrong, but I vaguely remember it was perhaps to work or something. And the people at her work said, be really careful, because at the time, the city she was living in, there was riots going on. And they said, be really careful, you know, don't go down so-and-so street. There's riots. And in this story, she talks about how she actually was not energetically plugged into the word riot. She didn't have any emotion attached to it, any understanding of it, and didn't actually take the advice. So she found herself, and she was driving with a colleague or a girlfriend, I'm not sure, she found herself driving down this street. I'm not sure if she did that intentionally or not, or found herself all of a sudden smack bang in the middle of this riot. And even as she was driving and people were, you know, causing chaos and running around and being violent, she still was just like, like in another universe or something. And to hear that come out of her mouth, it was like, how could you? But it's so true. Maybe you can think of certain words, phrases, situations that you just don't have knowledge on. I guess you don't know what you don't know. I've said that before. But she reckons that people were doing all this stuff and they stopped their car because they couldn't obviously get through. And suddenly she just knows that moment where the energy dropped in, the plug-in occurred to the word riot. And quite funnily enough, before that, none of the crowd had noticed the car there. But as soon as she made that connection, everyone started, you know, getting attention, running over, like not everyone, but there was a group of people. And she suddenly felt the fear. And suddenly there was danger present. And it got to the point, like they'd noticed that they'd like turned over someone's car, not far by, and it looked like that was about to happen. And she somehow got out of it by knowing that the universe would protect her, and like the crowd parted, she drove off, like she was safe. I could be wrong with that story, but that was my memory of it. And I found that mind-blowing. I found that fascinating that she just wasn't plugged in to the severity of what others hold within the word riot. And as a result, until she plugged in, she actually didn't experience the trauma of what was to come. And I guess this is a story that I've chosen to leave you with last, because on the flip side, while I've spoken about what we plug into, imagine if you could unplug from certain things, certain situations. How would that change your life? How would you feel? What could happen? What if you could actually let go of a hard time that you're having, stress that you're holding, health issues that just, for whatever reason, they are not going away. You are not letting them go. You are not unplugging from them. What could happen? And what words are you plugged into that are perhaps not causing you joy and light and happiness? What do you need to let go of? I'm asking you this because I feel like that's a theme for myself at the moment as well. A few revelations have come through. But it's my plight to sort of really feel into what I am energetically plugged into, even trying to, at the moment, uncover the things that I don't even have a light shone upon them, but they're there. They're subconscious. They're deep. All I hope that you'll know from this podcast today is that you are energetically plugged in to most situations that you find yourself in. Whatever has meaning to you, there's a plug there. And that's fine. Know, love, and accept yourself. That's the key, I always say. But what are some of those things that you accept that you'd like to switch off now? I'll leave you with that thought. Because life gets to be sparkly when we choose where these energetic plugs get to go. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?